This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden began his final day in Saudi Arabia by a meeting with the Iraq Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi, who survived an assassination attempt with explosive drones last year. Some in the country have blamed the attack on Iranian-backed factions. It came amid soaring tensions and a standoff between Iraqi security forces and pro-Iran Shiite militias over election results. Biden said he wanted to support Iraq's democracy. And al-Kadhimi spoke about the strategic friendly relationship between the U.S. and Iraq, and he thanked the U.S. for providing support to combat terrorist groups. The White House says Russian officials have visited an airfield in central Iran at least twice in recent weeks to view weapons-capable drones it is looking to acquire for use in its ongoing war in Ukraine. The administration released the intelligence as President Biden gets to meet some leaders in Iraq and the six Arab Gulf countries, plus Egypt, Jordan, and Iraq, for a regional summit. He's looking to bolster U.S. positioning and knit the region together against Iran. Ukrainian officials say cruise missiles fired by Russian strategic bombers struck a southeastern Ukrainian city, killing at least three people and wounding 15. That attack came a day after Russian missile strikes killed at least 23 people and wounded more than 200 in another area, a city southwest of Kyiv, the capital. Russia's military campaign has been focusing on the Donbas and Ukraine's east, but Russian forces also have been pounding other parts of the country in relentless push to wrest territory from Ukraine and soften morale across the board, including the leaders, the civilians, and troops, as the war now nears a fifth-month mark. Again, Ukrainian officials say cruise missiles fired by Russian strategic bombers struck a southeastern Ukrainian city, killing at least three people and wounding at least 15. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council on Friday unanimously threatened targeted sanctions against criminal gangs and human rights abusers in Haiti and called on countries to stop a flow of guns to the strife-torn Caribbean country. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Violence has soared since the assassination last year of President Jovenel Moïse, which created a political vacuum that gangs have used to expand control over territory. While China voted in favor of the resolution on Friday, which extended a UN political mission in Haiti for 12 months, it expressed disappointment that the 15-member body had not imposed a formal arms embargo on gangs in Haiti. To the ire of China, Haiti has long recognized Taiwan's sovereignty. Some analysts say Beijing may see the impending political transition in Haiti as a chance to persuade the country to swap its diplomatic ties to China from Taiwan. The UN political mission in Haiti works with the government to strengthen political stability and good governance, rights protection and justice reform, and to help with the holding of free and fair elections. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The watchdog for Department of Homeland Security has briefed all nine members of the U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol about the deletion of Secret Service texts from the days around the riot. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The closed-door briefing came after the DHS Inspector General sent letters to members of Congress stating that Secret Service agents erased messages that were exchanged between January 5th and January 6th, 2021. The deletion was described as part of a device replacement program, but it came after the watchdog office requested records from the agents as part of its probe into events surrounding the January 6th attack. The Secret Service insists proper procedures were followed, and a spokesman says the idea that the texts were maliciously deleted is false. He says the agency has been fully cooperating with the Inspector General's investigation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Federal prosecutors are seeking a 15-year prison sentence for a Texas man who was convicted of storming the U.S. Capitol with a holstered handgun. If a judge accepts that Justice Department recommendation, Guy Wesley Rafiti's prison sentence would be nearly three times the length of the longest sentence for any of the defendants who have been sentenced for crimes related to the January 6, 2021 riot. In a court filing, a prosecutor said that he took a central role in the mob's attack. A U.S. district judge is scheduled to sentence him on August 1st. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden began his final day in Saudi Arabia by meeting with the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.